You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Welcome everyone to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We are back. It is officially opening night in the NBA. Two games on the schedule. We're not going to complain. We have NBA basketball, official NBA basketball tonight. And joining me to break down the two games here tonight, you guys know him, the superstar of the show, the villain. It's Terrell Furman Jr. Terrell, how you doing, my man? You excited?
Yes, sir. Let's get it. We are back for another season. It seems like it's been a while, Munoff. It seems like people might have forgot that, you know, we finished above 50% in our picks last year, way above 50% of our locks. Look, now it's gonna be rinse, wash, and repeat. Let's do it. It's great. We're ready for another season.
Yeah. Just a couple of housekeeping things before we do get into the actual games here tonight. We'll be here as usual 5 days a week on the NBA Gambling Podcast. So if you haven't already subscribed, liked the show, and I don't know what you're doing, you need to do that. Wherever you get your podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, whether it's on Spotify, and we're also going to be going live on YouTube and on Twitter. Hopefully we can get that done this week so you guys can watch along with us on live if you're bored at work or if you're having off day or working out at the gym, whatever the case might be. But we'll be dropping the pods after that as usual. And again, make sure to head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Just hit that NBA tab, NBA picks. We'll be logging our picks over on the website as well, just in case you can't get to the pod. So, yeah, a couple different ways to get to the pod. And, of course, make sure to follow the NBA Gambling Podcast Twitter account at SGPNNBA. So plenty of ways for you to get all the content here from the NBA Gambling Podcast. And, again, make sure to follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Terrell, follow Terrell at ReallyWell__. All the NBA action and our picks will be on all those outlets. So make sure to follow us and come along for the ride. Like Terrell said, we're going to put some more money in your pockets this season. But Terrell, two games on the schedule here tonight. Really good matchups. Let's just kick it off with the first one tonight. It's going to be the early start on the East Coast between the Philadelphia 76ers headed into Boston to take on the defending Eastern Conference champions. Looking at the lines for this game, Terrell, we have the Boston Celtics now a 2.5-point home favorite. Total is sitting at 216. Money line plus 125 for the Philadelphia 76ers and for the Boston Celtics minus 145. Let's start with the injury report here first. Not one yet submitted for the Philadelphia 76ers, but I know they are pretty clean. And the only two injuries that the Boston Celtics have, we already talked about the Danilo Gallinari injury. He's going to be out for the season. And also Robert Williams, their defensive center, is out with a left knee injury. He had surgery on that will be out for at least a few months for the Boston Celtics. Terrell, Boston minus 2.5 here. I already know which way you're probably going with this game, but what are you thinking about this game to kick off the NBA season, my man?
I don't know. I mean, it could be a different year. It could be, you know, we could be on another wave. I'm on Philly for this game. I don't like it because I feel like I'm a little bit on the public side here. And this actually does kind of feel like a big get-up start for Boston, seeing how, you know, all the offseason stuff that happened with Ime Udoka recently, and now you're interim head coach. You're trying to go start the season off right. You're at home for this game. But my concern for Boston has been my concern for them for not only last year, not only the year before, but really for the past few years, is that Boston has an issue guarding the center position because they don't have the size or really ever the personnel. Like, just think about those Boston centers for a while before the emergence of Robert Williams. You, Enes Kanter, I mean, you had Al Horford in there. Like, it just seems like a rotating door and never any continuity at that position for this team. Mm-hmm. And so they struggle and they give up a lot of, you know, fantasy points, however you want to put it, up to that center position. So this just feels like a game where Joel Embiid kind of just puts his mark on it and says, hey, this is another season. I know what happened with that MVP, and I feel like I was deserving last year. But, you know, now we're going and we're making a push for a championship. James Harden has gone and told us he's lost 100 pounds. So, I mean, I expect to see something different from you if you, quote unquote, lost 100 pounds. You better do something different. So yeah. It just feels like, and you talked about Tyrese Maxey in the award show and how much the improvements you've seen in him, and we've all seen it. So yeah. I think that this Philly team can put up some points on this Boston team. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Joe comes in and really handles this Boston defense, because this Boston defense was number one in the league last year. Yep. And they had four players that were on an all defensive team. So let's see how he can adjust. But before we do that, I just can't back Boston. I don't know if that defense is going to be the same. I had questions about the offense last year at times. So yeah, I'm going with Philly here. It feels like a little bit of a public side, but I'm going to back it for the opening night.
Yeah, last season, these two teams matched up four times, and they split the season series two games apiece. But there were a lot of them were lower scoring games, at least three out of the four. Mm-hmm. They didn't get over this total except for in one game, which was an absolute blowout by the Boston Celtics on February 15th, where they won that game 135-87. But other than that, 111-99, 108-103, 88-87. So, you know, it seems like they've been more defensive in lower scoring games here. But I think we can say, at least for me, that I think it's a get-up spot for the Sixers as well. They probably want to come out and mm-hmm. make a statement in game one against the defending, you know, Eastern Conference champions. This is a big game for them. And I think that, you know, when it comes down to the end of the season, maybe tiebreakers that do come into play here, I think it's a possibility for the Sixers. And look, they're healthy. And also what you mentioned about the center position there, that not having Robert Williams, I think, is going to be a very tall order for Al Horford to defend Joel Embiid. And I know he's done a pretty good job against him, but at the same time, you're getting a healthy Joel Embiid. You're getting a motivated Joel Embiid that we talked about it in the offseason pods. Excuse me, that, you know, he felt like that he got dubbed out of that MVP last season, right? And mm-hmm. is it going to be for him that, hey, do I care about the MVP, or do I just want to come out and just play basketball and get W's and you know, go out and try to win a championship? I think it's a combination of both, but I think this will be a big game for him as well. So yeah, I like the Sixers here as well. It's currently at plus 2.5 over on WinBet, and just moved to 3. So, you know, definitely shop around for the best number. There's still 3s out there for the Philadelphia 76ers if you do like that side. Moving over to the total here, Terrell, you have any thoughts on the total here? It's currently sitting at 216.
I don't know, man. It just – did we – what was the trend last year when we started the season? It was like a run of – unders, was it?
I think there's teams that were just going unders, but there was just a couple of teams. I think it was when we talked about like the Wizards and the Pacers, those teams that really didn't play defense. Brooklyn, we can throw in there that their games were going over. But I think this might be a game where I don't want to say it's going to be a playoff atmosphere, but it's going to be a game where I think that both teams may struggle early on just to kind of get their feet wet and maybe, you know, just get those jitters out because it is the first game of the season on prime time. So I'm leaning towards the under in this game at 216. And I talked about, you know, last season, three out of four matchups did end up going under the total of 216. It's like which one game where Boston put up 135 in the last game. But I think it's going to be a defensive game. I think the pace is probably going to be slower in this game to start off the season. So I'm leaning towards the under in 216 here.
It just feels like definitely for the 76ers, Boston probably wants to run. If Boston in this game, they probably want to run against 76ers. 76ers are cool with slowing the pace down, running the half-court offense, doing, you know, maybe James Harden ISO, Joel Embiid post up. So I feel like this probably could be a little bit of a slower of a game. And you kind of got me leaning more to maybe these teams are rusty in the beginning. Like maybe they're just rusty. So I like a first half under. I see it here. Yeah. 110. That feels solid. So yeah, give me a first half under of 110 and let's just go to work.
All right. Any player props you're looking at for this game? We could discuss that before we get into the second game, but I'll give it to you the floor. Any player props you're looking at for this game?
Yeah, I'm on JoJo for sure. I think that's a really good play. And like I said, if you look at years of data, like this isn't just 1 year, years of data, this Celtics team has given up some production to the center position. And, you know, those good centers in the league, they're able to go to work on this team because it's just really not too much to challenge them on the inside. And so while I do think this team is tough and has grit, I still don't think that the size advantage, especially for somebody of Joel Embiid's caliber of talent, that's going to be something that's missing. So if I'm the Sixers, I'm feeding Embiid. I love James Harden's assist in this game just because, one, he's running the offense, but also – Look at the matchups. You have Joel Embiid, you have Tyrese Maxey, who can low-key get moving a little bit. And if he draws, like, the best defender, James Harden, in that backcourt, that's going to open up Tyrese Maxey a whole lot. I know Tyrese Maxey has a lot of fun. JoJo and James Harden have a lot of fun with the pick and roll as well. And they kind of started getting that going earlier in the season last year. It was Maxey and JoJo with the pick and roll. This year, I expect to see more James Harden and JoJo with the pick and roll. And so that's really just going to boost James Harden assist up. So yeah, I like that. That's another one. What you got?
Yeah, I was on the James Harden assist as well. I like the over 8.5. It's not 8.5. Let me double check that. James Harden, 8.5 assists for him tonight. I think he can get into 10 for all the reasons that you did mention there. You know, on the pick and roll with Joel Embiid, you know, finding Tyrese Maxey. Let's not forget PJ Tucker lurking in that corner like he did with the Rockets when him and James Harden were together.
Yeah.
And knocking down those corner 3-point shots. So maybe he's good for, you know, maybe two for PJ Tucker there.
We didn't even talk about PJ Tucker. Like PJ Tucker coming to this team is going to add way more defensively for them because he's going to guard probably the best player. Does he not? Is there anybody else that takes the best? I mean, Matisse Thybulle when he's on the court, but it seems like they started to regulate him to the bench a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he's back. Well, I don't know if you – well, no, you could probably play what's the starting lineup? It's Harden, Maxey, and then you got to play PJ and play JoJo. And Tobias is going to play, so Thybulle is going to have to come off the bench. But that could be a different change of pace. And when he comes in, he's going to be extremely disruptive.
Yeah, it's going to be – at least what their depth chart has listed is Maxey, Harden, Harris, Tucker, and Embiid, and then Milton – and Thybulle, I think the first one's off the bench for the Sixers. So, yeah, we've seen PJ Tucker do it all throughout his career, man. He always guards the opposing team's best player, whether that's going to be Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown here tonight. But, yeah, I like it. As far as player props, I did like James Harden over 8.5 assists. I was looking at rebounds for Joel Embiid here tonight as well. It's listed at 10.5. It's juiced at minus 140.
But it's probably a better parlay piece.
Yeah. I think you're right that if you kind of take a look at his numbers over the course of his career in 18 career games versus the Celtics, he's averaging 26 points per game, 12.1 rebounds in those 18 games. So, expect a big night from their superstars of the Philadelphia 76ers here. So Embiid player props and then James Harden player props. One more that I was looking at for this game, Tyrese Maxey's 3-point shots.
Oh, yes, you didn't steal what I was about to say. Oh, man. I had a prop and I just fell in love with it. And I thought you was about to steal it, but you didn't. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Maxey over 2.5 3-point shots. I think that, especially at plus money, we talked a lot about Maxey taking that next step forward. We know he's a great shooter. And we talked about James Harden having the ball in his hands. I think him being able to find Maxey, if he's drawing the double team, is Harden or Embiid, that they can throw it out to Maxey and he can knock down those shots for you. So at plus money, at 2.5, I kind of like Tyrese Maxey there as well. You found another prop that you'd like there, Terrell?
No, yeah, but first, I like that Tyrese Maxey prop. I think this could be a sneaky, really good Tyrese Maxey game. And that's really like the Sixers, really the reason why I'm kind of scared on the under. I like the first half under because they could at least go off in the second half and I could still cash. But can JoJo, James Harden, and Tyrese Maxey not average 20 points? Like, does they that can't. Not seem like in the realm of possibility for them?
100% it is.
Yeah, I think.
Because I think that those three guys are pretty much the offense for this team. Like, we talked about the guys that are coming off the bench for Philly. I mean, mm-hmm. Milton is maybe that guy that can put up points, but the other two to three guys like Korkmaz and Thibault and Georges Niang, they're spot up shooters. They're not guys that can create their own shot. So I'm expecting at least either one of Maxey or James Harden to be in that second unit with those guys. I'm thinking it's going to be Maxey, but yeah, you're right. I think that we know Embiid is going to average 20 for sure. Maxey, we saw it last season. He took that leap. I think the one concern is probably James Harden, but depending on how he looks early on in the season, we know that this guy can get a bucket. We've seen him do it throughout his career. So, yeah, I think you're going to have three separate guys that can average 20 points per game for the Sixers this season.
Yeah. All right. So this is – I think – I don't know, man. I don't think I'm really betting this total. Maybe yeah. No. Actually, I might bet that under, that first half.
I think that first half under is good because I think that first quarter may get off to a slow start, just getting jitters and everything out. Did you say you had another prop there?
Yeah, I do. Real quick, I want like everybody just to remember, like this is the beginning of the season. Like it's a long season, man.
Yeah,
like, it's a long. Like we don't have to go crazy, you know, off the bat. I know we all super excited, and I am too. I'm definitely gonna have some same game parlays in here, win, build your own bets in here for sure. But don't go too crazy because you just don't know. Like you don't know. The Celtics could be trash this year. Like the Celtics could be trash this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, they could also be good, but they could be trash. So like, I mean, so just go out and, you know, place bets, have fun, but don't use your whole bankroll thinking, you know, these teams from last year. Cause these are these are completely different teams than last year for sure. Yeah. But yes, that last prop I had. So, I found Jaylen Brown over 2.5 assists at plus 104.
Ooh.
105 plus 105. Yeah, 100%. Since 2021 playing this Celtics team, if you just go down like his assist prop, it's what's this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 5 out of 7 times he's gone over this. One time he had 1, another time he had 2. Mm-hmm. He turns the ball over. And I don't know if he worked on it in the offseason. I highly doubt he worked on it in the offseason, but he might have. Like, he might have realized that is really a deficiency in his game, the fact that he can't dribble the ball 10 times without turning it over. So, I mean, as much of a prolific scorer he is, when they force him to put the ball on the floor, like, he comes up short, and it doesn't get looked at because you look at the box score, and Jaylen Brown has 25-8, and you're like, oh, well, he went crazy. But, like, bro had 4 turnovers. So. Yeah. For somebody who's not the dominant point guard, that's just a lot of turnovers. He makes a lot of mistakes. So, yeah, give me over 2.5 plus 105 for a trend that's really good, not only against the Celtics team, not Celtics team, but the 76ers team, but also somebody who just turns the ball over. Like, this is just what he does.
I like that, man. I was peeking around for his turnover props here tonight as well. And
yeah, I mean, he could get PJ easily.
Yeah.
Or if they go to a more defensive focused lineup and they bring in PJ and Matisse, and you're getting one or the other guarding you at all times, like that's a recipe for you to cough the ball up a couple times. So yeah, over 2.5, I like the chances for plus money.
I was looking at James Harden's turnover prop here as well. It's currently sitting at 3.5, and this goes all the way back to December of 2017. And I'm counting this here. So since then, he's played in 8 games against the Boston Celtics, and he's had 4 or more turnovers in 7 of those 8 games.
Jesus Christ.
The Boston Celtics. So
there you go. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that that's something I may be looking at here tonight as well. 7 out of the last 8 games, he's had at least 4 or more turnovers against his Boston Celtics team. Now, he hasn't played against his Celtics team in a Sixers uniform. The last 2 games was when he was with the Brooklyn Nets, but I think it's the same James Harden who's going to be the point guard of this team, and we know all throughout his career he has the superstar numbers, and he goes out and puts up triple doubles, but he also makes the mistakes and he has turnovers when he has the ball in his hands as a point guard. So 7 of the last 8 games, Harden has gone over 3.5 turnovers against his Boston team.
Yeah, that's great.
Love it. What else you got for this game, Terrell? Before we get over to the next one, anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, I'm good. Let's keep it rolling.
All right, before we keep it rolling here, you can get down on these bets over at Wynn. Thinking of joining WynnBET, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WynnBET casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $1,000. And if you're looking to join WynnBET's biggest winners club, well, whoever hits the biggest parlay on WynnBET's odds wise gets a $1,000 free bet. WynnBET truly is hashtag DGens only. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 years or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. All right, Terrell, second game of the night. It's going to be the Los Angeles Lakers heading to the Bay Area to take on the defending NBA champions, the Golden State Warriors. Currently over on WynnBET, I am seeing the Warriors as a 7-point home favorite here. Total is sitting at 224.5. Money line is plus 240 for the LA Lakers, and for the Golden State Warriors, minus 305. Checking the injury report for both of the squads. Pretty clean for the Warriors here. Questionable is Patrick Baldwin Jr. And then Andre Iguodala is also out as he is recovering from a left hip, procedure that he had done in the offseason. For the LA Lakers, Thomas Bryant is out with a left thumb sprain. Tony Brown Jr. out with a lower back soreness. And Dennis Schroeder is out with a right UCL repair. He might be out, I think, for at least, I think they said a week or two for the LA Lakers. One note I also did want to make here, Terrell, that we saw came across yesterday from Steve Kerr, and he said that the starters may not or will not be playing 30 or more minutes, or more than 30 minutes is what I'm trying to say, for the Golden State Warriors, because he said that the conditioning just isn't there for this team. And this is a quote that he says: "We're going to rely on our depth. We have a lot of it. Within a couple of weeks of the schedule, you'll have Steph, Clay, Draymond, Jordan, Wiggs all ready to go for 30 plus minutes, and we'll be exactly where we need to be." So I think that's important for us to kind of mention here, along with the injury report here, Terrell. But let's get to the game here as we see the Warriors as a 7-point home favorite on banner night in Golden State. What are you thinking about this game here?
Oh, man. That's big. That news is big. But how do you back this Lakers team?
I don't know.
How do you in any confidence back this Lakers? Like, it just feels like we're just blindly fade the Lakers until they show us otherwise. I mean, we don't know what we have no idea, not even a clue what the rotation is. I mean, I don't think they're bringing Russ off the bench, but they workshopped the idea. Like, how much of him are we going to see? How much of AD are we going to see on that Lakers side? What's the rotation going to be like? What's the even caliber of talent of players that they have? We haven't seen Kendrick Nunn play ball in, what, almost 2 years now?
Kendrick, yeah. He's back on the floor. I mean, he looked pretty decent in preseason, but
yeah.
I mean, he's back. He's going to be on the floor for this Lakers team.
Yeah, like, we just don't know what their rotation is. I have no idea. I don't know what to expect from them. It just seems like that they're scrambling and they're trying to put it all together. And Darvin Ham's like kind of has an idea in his head, but that last preseason game, and you said, hey, we're going to workshop bringing Russ off the bench. And it kind of actually went really bad. They got blew out by the Kings, but like, it's still preseason, but still, like, what is the rotation? What are you going to end up doing? How many minutes are we going to see on your side of the ball? And I mean, Lakers are probably going to want to get up for this game a little bit more than the Warriors, but I just think overall talent-wise,
yeah,
Steve Kerr's right. They have so much talent. That depth is really, really good. Everybody knows the system. Everybody can play in the system. And so this could be a team win. Like, we may not see anything really spectacular on the Warriors side of ball, but this could be a team win for real.
Yeah.
And just everybody contributed. So give me the Golden State Warriors -7. I don't like it. I'm going to fade the Lakers early and just assume that they don't have it together the first game. But, I mean, I just don't know how I can back that Lakers team right now.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of look at the depth chart for the Golden State Warriors, right? We know who their starting five are. It's Curry, Thompson, Wiggins, Green, and I think Kevon Looney is going to be the starting center for the Golden State Warriors right now. But that second unit, we know, obviously, we talked at volumes about Jordan Poole. Dante DiVincenzo, I think, is a low-key great pickup for this team off of that bench for the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. And then you add to the fact you have Jonathan Kuminga. You also have James Wiseman, like I mentioned. And then, you know, Moses Moody is working his way back as well. And eventually you're also going to get Iggy back for this team as well. So, yeah, you're right. I think that, you know, and Steve Kerr is right as well, that this team is deep. They have guys that can come off the bench and put the ball in the basket, led by guys like Jordan Poole, like we've talked about. Kuminga, look, you know, I watched a couple of the Golden State Warriors preseason games. Kuminga looks a lot more comfortable in this offense and ready to take that next step. James Wiseman, you know, getting him back after he missed the entire year last year for this Golden State Warriors team. So they're deep. I think there's obviously more concerns about how this Lakers team is going to look, because we saw everything on social media about, you know, Russ not being in the huddle and, you know, Bev trying to get a huddle going in the preseason game. Russ just wasn't interested. But look, you still have LeBron James on this squad, right? You have Anthony Davis. I think the Patrick Beverley pickup is a good addition for this team. But when we talk about the second unit, Terrell, Kendrick Nunn, Austin Reeves, you know, JTA, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Damian Jones, that doesn't excite me, right? And I think that when we're just purely talking about the depth, Golden State is far superior for this Lakers, above this Lakers team. But getting back to the spread here, Terrell, I'm with you, man. I'm gonna lay the points with the Warriors, but I think I'm more curious to see how this Lakers team looks at, you know, this first couple weeks of the season, and then kind of assess when I want to back them, because again, they have a very tough schedule to start the season. I know tonight they have the Warriors, and I think on Thursday they have to face the Clippers, quote unquote, on their home floor on the opening night. So I'll lay the points here with the Warriors as well. I think that, you know, the depth is just going to be too much for this Warriors team. Mm-hmm. One thing, or a popular bet last season, not only on the pod, but also on gambling Twitter, was third quarters for the Golden State Warriors. Are we back to that again?
Yeah, I mean, this is years of data. This isn't just 1 year this has happened.
Yeah.
This is years of Steve Kerr just being and his teams being really good in the third quarter. So, yeah, I say we just continue that trend going, and Warriors third quarter is an auto bet.
All right. Thoughts on the total at 224.5 here?
224.5. I mean, I don't know, man. I think I kind of want to just start this season just kind of backing unders, like,
yeah,
and see how unders go. I mean, this game could easily go over, because But if you think about, you know, the stars of the Warriors not going to be playing a full allotment of minutes. 30 is still a good, decent amount of minutes, but like not a full allotment of minutes. Don't know what we're getting from that Lakers side, how much production we're getting from that Lakers side. I really don't like this. I'm probably not going to play the totals, but if I want to see where they go. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just back the unders to start the season, because I can't remember if it was unders, right? That was going like unders was going crazy last year, and the line had to drop so much.
Yeah.
To right. where we know the line's at now. Like last year, this line probably been like 230 in mm-hmm. the beginning of the season, and that Celtics line probably would have been like closer in the 220s or something. And they had to drop the line so much because unders were just crazy. So yeah, give me an under in this one. Let's just back under start the season.
Yeah, I mean, for both of these games, when the lines initially dropped, they were both at 229. And for that Philly and Boston game, that has come down 13 points.
That's insane.
On that total. And the same thing with the Lakers and the Warriors, 229.5. And I'm seeing 224.5. And oh, like I mentioned over at WinBet, it is 224.5. All right, Troy, let's get into some player props here, man. What kind of sticks out to you for this game as far as maybe X's and O's matchups where we can take advantage of some player props here? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, let's go back to opening night Steph. Opening night Steph only has been over 25 twice in his career on opening night. That's it. Just twice on opening night he's been over. Okay. And so I got the line earlier, and I got the best line at 25.5. I see now 23.5. Look around, see if you can get closer to that 25. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like doing a same game parlay or something and you don't mind laying extra juice, just bump that total up back over 25. He struggled to get over that number in the opening night in that first game of the season for them for years. So I think that this is another spot with Pat Bev probably as his primary defender. Pat Bev's going to go try to make a statement in the Lakers uniform. They're going to make it tough for Steph and make somebody else beat him. And like I said, I think it's going to be a team win, team basketball. I think the ball is going to spread around a lot. And so, yeah, give me Steph under 25.5 points. It's a bold call for Steph Curry on opening night, but let's just keep backing the trend there.
Yeah, I mean, look, no, that's a great trend. That's something that I cannot argue against there. So I do love that as well. We do expect the points to come from somewhere for this Warriors team. Is it going to be Jordan Poole? Because I'm seeing his point total at 17.5 here tonight. I think
that was my next prop I was going to throw out. I mean, if you're spreading minutes around, Poole's minutes got to go up because he's coming off the bench.
Yeah, and your starters are only going to play Steve Kerr said, not more than 30 minutes. So that means like guys like Jordan Poole and Kuminga and those guys coming off the bench,
they're going to have to step up.
They're going to have to step up and score points if they want to win and cover this game. So Jordan Poole at 17.5 to get the campaign started for us for at least sixth man of the year. I know Scott and myself are all over that awards market for this upcoming season. So I like that as well for Jordan Poole. I want to take a look at his 3-point shots here. It's at 2.5. It's a little juiced at -130. But I think that this might be the game where, like you mentioned, Steph Curry hasn't scored more than 25 points on opening night, like for twice in his career.
Yeah.
I think this is the game where Jordan Poole steps up, especially with Klay Thompson. I still think that his minutes are not going to be anywhere near that 30-minute mark either. So I think it's going to have to be the Jordan Poole show here tonight. What else you got as far as player props? Anything else sticking out to you?
Yeah, go back to Steph. Let's just keep right. Steph, pause. And the over 6.5 +100 for his assist. I mean, can't you just visually see Steph getting guarded by Patrick Bev? Patrick Bev playing great defense and then Steph passing out of it for an open shot. And Patrick Bev looking back at the Lakers team like, bro, what are y'all doing? Like, like getting mad at them. Like, I can just see it. I think Steph's going to have a lot of opportunity to pass the ball around and get some assists, even in 30 minutes of work. So this could come. So, yeah, just a rare over for somebody that's already told that their starters are playing limited minutes. But, yeah, give me Steph over 6.5 assists.
Yeah, I like that. I was looking at Anthony Davis' points here tonight. I know that Kevon Looney is a really good defending center. We saw that multiple times throughout the postseason run that they had last season. Mm-hmm. But I think this number is a little conservative for Anthony Davis here tonight. At 23.5, I think that he can definitely score 25-plus here tonight for the L.A. Lakers. And look, I know that he was held out a couple of games in the preseason for some soreness in the lower back and things like that. But other than that, Anthony Davis looked good to me, right? And I think this offense is going to run through Anthony Davis, other than LeBron James, right? I see LeBron's points total at 27.5 at even money, but I think that for AD, I think this might be the game where he can, you know, finish around the basket. We know he has a great mid-range game as well. He can knock down those shots and also drop the occasional a three-pointer shot for you as well. And he gets to the free throw line as well. So at 23.5, I think that Anthony Davis can have a double-double of at least, 25 and 10 here tonight for me. So those are the kind of two that I was looking at, Jordan Poole and Anthony Davis. But you have anything else you want to throw out there or any thoughts on Anthony Davis?
No, I like your Anthony Davis play. And just one more play. We talked about Anthony Davis. He ducks the center smoke. He ducks the center smoke and really doesn't want the center smoke. And really is not really much center smoke to catch here. We don't know how much we're going to see of Wiseman. But Kevon Looney's been a staple. He's been out there. And like you said, he's ready to get physical down low. I don't think Anthony Davis, he just doesn't like being in the paint. So that's going to open up Kevon Looney to grab some boards. And so Kevon Looney over 6.5 boards, it feels good. -122.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I like that. Kevon Looney, we saw it. I mean, look, this guy, last season was just incredible to see, especially in that postseason. I keep referring to that, but he was just so pivotal for this Golden State Warriors success last season. Just the pure rebounding and the hustle that he had. Getting boards for this team, it was absolutely incredible to see. So hopefully that carries over for him this season as well. Anything else, Terrell, for this Lakers and Warriors game before we get into Lock and Dog?
No, let's go.
All right, before we get to that, let me tell you guys about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in a pick 'em contest versus other people for a shot at winning $250,000 plus in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, and earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and 20 times your entry if you hit all of your picks. Bet up to 5 player props, over-unders, or individual player matchups across every major sports leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up with promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com. or download the app on the app stores to get a first deposit match of up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. We're also brought to you by Babbel. Look, we were all in high school, and for us to graduate, we had to get that credit for a foreign language class, whether that was French, whether it was Spanish. We just kind of checked it off of our list. And we really didn't pay attention to those classes. We just wanted to graduate and get out of there, right? But you're probably regretting now not paying attention to those classes. But, hey, it's never too late. Babbel is going to make it easy for you. What Babbel is it's a language learning app that's sold more than 10 million subscriptions. And thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you can finally cross learning that new language off your list. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversation in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. So right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. We're also brought to you by Fubo TV. If you watch football and now basketball, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game of an episode of your favorite shows with included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. And last but not least, we're also brought to you by OddsTrader. What is OddsTrader? OddsTrader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare odds and the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather. for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. So to take advantage of this, all you got to do is go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Oddstrader, number one site for all your game day bets. All right, Terrell, let's close out our first episode of this new season strong. Let's give out our lock and dog for the two games on opening night here tonight. It could be anything, sides, totals, player props, whatever you want to give out, my man. I'll give you the floor first, Bear, bud.
You just pissed me off, Uno. I don't know what he was doing over here in the MLB gambling podcast or how you was running things over there, but you're not about to come over here.
Yeah,
you're not about to come over here and flip up our mojo from last season. Like, come on now. I knew you was going to do this. I was sitting there, I was like, let me give him a little bit of credit. Like, he ain't finna do this. No, I knew you was going to do this. You over here thinking this is not the MLB gambling podcast. You know how things roll over here. Now, can we please try this again?
All right. I will lead it off here.
All right, there we go. I mean, it worked. It worked last season.
Opening night. All right, let's start with my lock. I'm gonna give a player prop. No, actually, you know what? I did like a total for this slate. So, give me the under in the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors game. Under 224.5. Again, shop around for the best number, but currently over on WinBet, I'm seeing 224.5. I think this is going to be a game where, again, like we talked about in the Sixers and Celtics series, game, that, you know, we're going to see some early jitters. I think that, you know, Lakers, the focus for them coming into the season, we heard it from Darvin Ham, was defense. And I think this first game is really going to show me if they're committed on that defensive side of the basketball.
Yeah.
Against this Golden State Warriors team. But also the concern for me is that, you know, we talked about what Steve Kerr said, is that these starters are not going to be playing more than 30 minutes. You're going to be playing up to 30 minutes and not more than that. So, which probably means that points will be at a premium and you're going to have to rely on that depth. Outside of Jordan Poole, I'm not sure there's not a consistent scorer for this Golden State Warriors squad outside of Jordan Poole. Like I mentioned, I mean, maybe you can get something out of Jonathan Kuminga and those guys, but I just think this is there's just too many points for this to get over the total here. So lock for me, under Lakers Warriors 224.5. For my dog, I think we're gonna have the same one here. It's gonna be the Philadelphia 76ers money line. I think that, again, this is a big spot. I know we mentioned that it's a get up spot for both teams. That number one, Boston wants to come out and play well. They're the defending Eastern Conference champions. They want to put all the distractions that they had behind them and just come out and play ball. But I think for me, more importantly, this is a huge game for the Sixers. You're going up against the defending Eastern Conference champs. You have the squad that you probably wanted to put together over the past couple seasons with James Harden, PJ Tucker, and those guys coming over, the Philadelphia X-Rockets. And I think that you mentioned this at volumes, Terrell, is that Joel Embiid should have a big night, and I think it's going to be difficult for the Boston Celtics to really hold them down, especially inside that post. I like the depth in the starting lineup that can shoot the basketball with Tyrese Maxey, PJ Tucker in that corner as well. And again, let's not forget about Tobias Harris. I can give you 15 to 17 points tonight as well. I think this the depth coming off the bench, especially defensively, is going to be too much for the Celtics to handle, at least in game one. So I'm looking for the Sixers to come out and make a statement in game one. I'm going to take the Sixers as my dog on the money line here. That number is currently at +130 over on WinBet. So that's going to be my lock and dog for opening night here, Terrell. What do you got for the people?
All right, opening night. I mean, we're just going to back the trend because it's been working for years and there's no reason to come up off of it on opening night. Warriors third quarter -1.5.
All right.
Simple, easy, lock it up. Dog, again. I mean, I hate being on the public side of things, but it's the 76ers. It's the Celtics. Really? It's the Celtics. Give me 76ers. Money line. Let's go. Shout out to Sean Stacking the Money Green.
Oh, yeah, he's feeling himself right now with the success the Philly teams are having right now.
Yo, Philly just knocked out the Braves at home and then beat the Cowboys at home. Like, this is the last thing for a pretty great past few days of Philly sports fans,
yeah.
Which probably means they're probably going to flop. But, hey, I don't care. I'm cool with backing the Celtics. I mean, back Celtics.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Lock in dog. Same dog here tonight for myself and Terrell. Sixers. And then he's taking the trendiest of the hottest picks that has transpired over several years of Warriors third quarter. You said minus one and a half, Terrell?
Yep.
All right. And then my lock is going to be the under in the Lakers and the Warriors game. All right, man, that's going to do it for this first episode of NBA regular season. Bigger slate tomorrow. I think it'll be me, Terrell, and Scott tomorrow. So it'll be a fun pod to go through all the games and give out our picks as well. So just definitely looking forward to the season here. Terrell, anything else you want to get off your chest before we get out of here, my man?
No, let's get it. I'm ready.
All right. Night. Yes, opening night. So, again, like Terrell saying, bet responsibly. I personally use the first 2 to 3 weeks to kind of just gather some data points and see where these teams are at. But, again, bet responsibly. It's a very, very long season, like Terrell said, and we'll be here with you along the way to help cash your tickets, hurt your books, and put some extra money into your pockets. Follow me on Twitter, like I mentioned, at SportsNerd824. Follow Terrell, the villain, on Twitter at reallyreal underscore underscore. Also follow the NBA gambling podcast account at SGPNNBA. Till then, good luck with your bets. We'll be back tomorrow. Let's break these books off and let it ride. Basketball, get it, get it, get me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it. Basketball.